This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump called into a charity golf tournament broadcast Sunday and promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy. That sounded far more optimistic than most experts say is realistic. Now, Mr. Trump hailed the event broadcast on NBC and said he'd like to see crowds packing into sports venues by this fall, whether or not a cure for the coronavirus is developed. Experts, however, say finding a cure that fast is far from certain and have warned that easing restrictions too quickly could cause a virus to rebound. Skin doctors suddenly are looking at a lot of toes as concerns grow for some people. A sign of COVID-19 may pop up in an unusual spot. They're being called COVID toes, red sore and sometimes itchy swellings on the toes. The American Academy of Dermatology says don't race to the emergency room if the digits are the only worry. It has issued advice earlier this month that a telemedicine check is the first step for people wondering if they have COVID toes and who have no other reason for urgent care. Australia is urging China to engage in discussions to ease trade tensions after Canberra called for an international inquiry into the origins of the new coronavirus. China, accusing Australia of playing petty tricks, recently suspended beef imports from four of Australia's largest meat processors and is considering imposing hefty tariffs on imports of barley. In an interview Sunday, Australia's Trade Minister Simon Birmingham said that he had asked for talks with his Chinese counterpart. This is VOA News. The future looks grim for the class of 2020. The pandemic has shattered the economy and the high hopes of graduates who just months ago seemed all but assured of success. New college graduates searching for jobs will be competing not just with experienced workers, but with those in another class of 2020. That's high school graduates now forced to defer their dreams of college because they can't afford it. One expert says that whether the class of 2020 will face long-term setbacks depends on the recession's severity and the speed of economic recovery. Five Iranian tankers likely carrying at least $45.5 million worth of gasoline and similar products are now sailing to Venezuela. It's part of a wider deal between the two U.S. sanctioned nations amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. The tanker's voyage comes after Venezuela's socialist leader Nicolas Maduro already turned to Iran for help in flying in chemicals needed at an aging refinery amid a gasoline shortage. For Iran, the tankers represent a way to bring money into its cash-starved Shiite theocracy and putting its own pressure on the U.S. But the strategy invites the chance of a renewed confrontation between the Islamic Republic and America. Israel's parliament approved on Sunday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new unity government, ending more than a year of political deadlock after three inconclusive elections. His power-sharing agreement with former election rival centrist blue and white leader Benny Gantz opens the way for the right-wing Netanyahu to proceed towards a pledged de facto annexation of parts of the occupied West Bank, land Palestinians seek for a state. Under the accord with Gantz, Netanyahu will remain prime minister for 18 months, before handing over to his new partner. Gantz, a former armed forces chief, will be Netanyahu's defense minister and alternate prime minister, a new position that Netanyahu will hold when Gantz is in charge. Netanyahu is still facing a trial starting in a week on charges of bribery, breach of trust, and fraud, which he denies. 77-year-old Joe Biden says that he would like to be a transition from President Trump to younger rising Democratic figures. The former vice president is a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, and his choice of a running mate could be seen as a possible president in waiting who's able to lead the party beginning in 2024. But no president since Reconstruction has passed up seeking re-election after just 4 years in office, and the Democratic Party may not fall peacefully in line behind Biden's chosen successor. The question of his long-term prospects looms over his candidacy, especially as he considers his option for a vice president. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.